offer is applicable.
This one's marked for compact cars, not my big rear ender.
Some Yugo owner's shopping cart scratched Arcadi's fender.
Be good.
Yeah, be good.
It's Christmas. Yeah. 7, it's actually almost 8 after the hour, the 24th of December 2010. 2010 ending in a week. We go back now to the fall of 1897, late fall, and a young girl named Virginia O'Hanlon wrote the following letter. Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my friends say there is no Santa Claus, but my papa says, if you see it in the sun, it is so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? That's probably not that's probably not the tone in which Virginia O'Hanlon was eight at the time.
Tell me the truth, Santa.
Tell me the truth. And so here's the letter that came back so famous. The letter was published in the New York Sun. Actually, I'd forgotten that. New York Sun. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Roberta, I think of you when I read this. Virginia, your friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their minds. Their minds, Virginia, all minds, whether they be men or children, are small. In the great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and highest joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There'd be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance, which makes tolerable this existence of ours. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus. You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch a Santa Claus. But even if you didn't see Santa Claus coming down all those chimneys, what would that prove? Nobody really sees Santa Claus, but that's no sign there isn't a Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that there are unseen and unseeable in our world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil that covers our unseen world, which not the strongest man nor the united strength of all the strongest men who ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, love, romance push aside that certain view, the picture, the supernatural, the beauty, the glory beyond all that is seen. Is that all real? Of course it's real. Virginia, in all of the world, there is nothing else more real nor abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives! 1,000 years from now, nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the hearts of childhood.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Christmas. Quarter after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day pre-Christmas show. Tomorrow morning, Saturday, the Christmas spirit will be in full force with my two Jewish friends, Dr. Ken. And well, I should be along with us in the half hour or so, as he always visits during this hour. We have a lot of medical conversations in this hour in various ways, shapes, and forms. And then Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, will be here. So you'll spend some time with us tomorrow morning live. The Good Day Christmas program focused on better living, how we can help you make your life healthier. And I'm sure a lot of it will focus on Christmas eating, Christmas activities, things that happen to people on Christmas. Help yourself to our being here on your stage. A lot of people just want some company on Christmas morning early on, so we'll be here to help you with that. Meanwhile, it's time for us to go back to giving away Christmas presents, like some of the books that we have, and we've got some CDs and some of the toys that children love at this time of year. Here's the question. Medieval English Christmas plays did not include one of these characters. Which one not included in medieval English plays? St. Nicholas, Father Christmas, the Turkish Knight, the Bold Slasher. All right? One of these characters Not included.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, let's put Superman in there, too. All right, 800-510-8255. Which name does not belong? That's basically in the series of names from medieval Christmas plays. St. Nicholas, Father Christmas, the Bold Slasher, or the Turkish Knight. All right, you got the right answer? You get a Christmas present from us. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, there are a lot of other just happy wishes from people. And I always get a kick out of just sort of extending to you now. I can do it this year for the first time because the Good Day Show streams video live. So you can see some of these cards. Now, this is nothing, there's nothing stirring about that. It just is an interesting picture of one of the things we associate with our Christmas. This is sort of holly, I believe. Not mistletoe, but this is holly. Mm-hmm. Would you say Roberta's not looking? Isn't that holly?
Yes.
Yeah, that is holly. Okay, so Merry Christmas to Valerie. Here's one that I like, Jennifer. This is a card that comes from Hamilton and Donna. All right, so here is a Santa Claus dancing with a deer. Can you see that? All right. Santa dances with a deer.
That's really cute.
Isn't that
I like
cute?
That one.
Yeah, it's a cute. There's a lot of great cards around, frankly. So Merry Christmas to, oh, look at this.
Where's the one I sent?
I'm just holding it up right
there
this second,
is.
As a matter of fact.
Cute.
How do you like that? Pretty good. You must be synchronicitous. Is that right?
You can always tell my cards because they always have glitter on them.
Yes, they're.
Every card I send has glitter on it. It's a rule.
Yes, it is. That's all right. You can be a. You can have traditions of your own, Jennifer. What's wrong with that? Merry Christmas to Paul and Courtney and. Let's see. Some of the other folks said, this is your other
CRN,
card.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. There it is. See?
Look at who's got the best signature in there.
Let me see who has the best signature. The most legible is yours. It looks like you got the 8th grade penmanship award.
Thanks.
In fact, and the worst signature is your father's.
Uh-huh.
Signatures should not be legible. That way they are easily duplicated.
He's like a doctor waiting to happen.
You know what, Richie? Interesting you would say that. Yesterday we were working at the farm store on a problem. Somebody complained about something they got, and they wanted to stop payment on their credit card for, I don't know, $14 or some other thing. And this company, Intuit, that does the
verification.
Charging,
yeah.
Right, they wouldn't give the first thing was we couldn't read this person's signature. And then you start looking at all of these. You can't read anybody's signature.
Right.
So these people at Intuit say, well, you have to produce a legible signature or we're going to allow their claim and you'll lose $14.
And there's a thing online on Zug.com that does a lot of pranks. And he did a thing to see how far he could go with getting away with signing things. He even went as far to write not authorized on the little box.
Really?
And it went through just
caught.
Fine.
Really?
My dad, one of the first things I remember him teaching me when I was, you know, in the 12, 13-year-old range, is he had this really unique signature, and it was very cool, and we always used to try to duplicate it. And he used to be proud that nobody could ever duplicate his signature.
Yeah.
And he said, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And this was back in the, you know, mid-70s, late 70s. Mm-hmm. And he's like, have a signature that can't be duplicated, and I have that.
There you go. Barack Obama has it. The O and the B
that
goes through it. The O around the B.
That's easy.
Very
Barack Obama's also got a style that can't be duplicated.
That's it. 800-510-8255. George, which of those four characters does not belong in a medieval English Christmas play?
I would have to say the Bold Slasher.
No, that is not the right answer, but thanks for trying anyway. Brenda in Columbia, South Carolina, what say you?
St. Nicholas.
In medieval England, Nicholas was just another saint. He had not yet gone into the Santa Claus realm, if you will. It had nothing to do with Christmas. So that's why he didn't belong. You are right, Brenda. You get a Christmas present. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Ha,
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Ad Council.
While walking down the road Christmas morning, I saw a reindeer with his nose all red.
Rudolph!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. You can even say hello. All of the other reindeers.
Jen. These are the Cadillacs.
Thank you, Zebridges.
In one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came.
Almost the Punk Brothers in the background, Rich.
Rudolph with your nose so bright.
All right.
Oh, well, not in how the reindeers loved him. As they shouted out with glee.
I have no inhibition. People can watch me be this foolish. Anybody who wants to, help yourself to the Good Day Show. The viral video of the program. I might look a little foolish, but I'm not. I'm having a good time.
Who cares?
It is the day before Christmas, and all through the house, people like Marianne in Gladstone, Virginia, wish us well. That doesn't rhyme, but it sounds like we ought to talk to Marianne. Anyway, hi, Marianne.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Marianne. So what's happening with you today and tomorrow and this weekend?
Well, just celebrating, but I want you to know, I still won because I got you for the full 4 hours this morning.
Aren't you sweet to have
that? Yeah, because we only get you from 5 to 6, so I still won.
You won. Well, you know, oftentimes what happens, people know they can carry the program live on holidays because many of the local hosts, I might be on earlier in the morning in some markets, and then there is a local program that comes on. Depends on where you are in the country and what the preference is of the people who run the station. So we start the day, and then others who are the local hosts come in. But when there is a holiday, they all know we'll be here. We're dependable. We're happy to be here. And so a lot of folks listen either longer than they normally do, or some people listen and can't listen at other times for whatever the reason. So
exactly. I don't always agree with you 100%, but I still like listening to you, and I yell at you, but then sometimes I agree with you. But
Marianne, don't worry. We all do the same thing.
Yeah, but everybody yells at me from time to time, Marianne. It's an okay thing.
I thought we had to agree with Doug.
Yeah. No, not all the time. Because if I did, then I wouldn't like him all the time. So anyway.
There you go,
Merry
Marianne.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Take good care. 800-510.
Sometimes it makes me want to throw my radio out the window, and I don't even have a radio here in the studio.
Yeah, good for you, Richard.
I got to go get one and throw it out the window.
Merry Christmas to Mark. Warmest wishes, as it were. All right, next question upon which your answer will, whether it's good or bad or right or wrong. I guess there's, I say this all the time, there's no such thing as a stupid question, only the question that hasn't been asked. All right?
There's sometimes a stupid question.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Right.
Here's
I'm sure when Clay's around.
That, huh? How dare you, Jennifer?
Here's another little, this is a bulldog puppy. Somebody sent me a bulldog puppy as a Christmas card. See that? Isn't that cute?
Aww.
Isn't that very cute? Very cute. All right, next question. In North America, children put stockings out for Christmas. In Holland, their Dutch counterparts use A, old hats, B, beer mugs, C, shoes, D, stockings, just like everybody else does. What's the right answer? You want a Christmas present? Figure it out. 800-510-8255. Oh, Roberta, you're such a genius.
That's an easy
one. Oh, my
one.
Heavens, isn't it wonderful? Roberta is so smart. Coming up
I
in
am.
A few moments, we have, yeah, you are actually. Everybody who's here on this program is smart. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here.
Well,
a few exceptions. Okay. Most everybody
like
is smart.
Jennifer. Right.
800.
Hey, Clay.
8255. So we have Clay with his story of the day, our social media story of the day coming up. We have our poll and our videos, and we also have our listener of the week all here for your listening and dancing pleasure. In North America, children put stockings out at Christmas time. What do the Dutch do? 800-510-8255. An answer to that coming up as well on Christmas Eve on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Chances are you've heard about those full body scanners that the TSA is rolling out across the country. Long story short, there are two types of full body scanners out there. The millimeter wave scanner, and then there's the more controversial backscatter scanner that uses small doses of ionizing radiation. In reality, you get more radiation from actually flying on the plane than walking through one of those scanners. If you have a pacemaker, the general consensus is that full body scanners are safe. But pacemakers and defibrillators often have very specific calibrations. So talk to your doctor who implanted the device about possible risks based on your brand. And if you're not comfortable going through a scanner, you can always opt for that pat-down. Now the fact is the TSA isn't necessarily trained on each and every medical condition. But they are expected to treat you with sensitivity and respect. And if you feel that's not the case, ask for a supervisor and follow up with the TSA's Office of Civil Rights and Liberties. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Thanks so much for flying with us. Bye-bye. Take care now.
Hear that? That's the sound of Avis trying harder. Skip the counter and head straight to your car with Avis Preferred Service. Visit Avis.com to create your profile or update your preferences. Avis, we try harder.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're celebrating Christmas, the 24th, and there are a lot of things that we sort of try to exchange during the year, sometimes more consistently than others, but there's one thing very consistent about this day or the days that lead up to Christmas, a great feel around splendid, I think, is the word I would use for the feelings that we have. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Clay Coat, Rich McFadden, and I wish you and your family a wonderful, happy new year. It's a great feeling. We'll have the social media story of the day, our poll, and a video as well, plus our listener of the day. That's all coming up here. We're trying to find the answer so we can give away some Christmas presents to this question. In North America, as we know, children put their stockings up Christmas time. What did the Dutch do? 800-510-8255. There are some people who think this is fairly obvious, and I guess maybe as I look around at the options here, Richie, you haven't given me too many choices here, one way or the other. So I'll go with the person who called first. Linda is in Brainerd, Minnesota. Hello, Linda. Merry Christmas. Hello. How are you? What's going on with you today?
Oh, it's a beautiful day here.
Is it? That's unusual.
No, it's snowing, and we have a lot of snow, and it's 20 degrees. It's just beautiful.
And your definition of beautiful is warped.
Yeah, right. My sister lives in Belle Plaine, which is outside of Minneapolis, and she moved there a number of years ago. She sounds like she's from Minnesota now. She has that whatever that is that Minnesotans have. like the people right. tease New Englanders about. We all have different accents around the country, and that's cool. At any rate, my sister always is after me to come visit her. I've never visited her house, never.
Ever?
I was close, never. I was close last year when I was driving across the country at Christmas time, and I called her 4 hours before I got close and said, okay, I'm going to be there in 3 hours or 4 hours or whatever it is. What's for dinner? And she's a flight attendant for, well, it's Northwest, then it's Delta now. And she said, I don't know what's for dinner. I'm in Memphis.
Oh.
So that was the end of that conversation. Then she appropriately chastised me. You dummy. You didn't tell me you were coming. Well, I didn't really know we were going this route because I never looked at the route, actually. Before, as silly as it may sound, when Bob, Kay, and I and Charlotte take these trips across the country, we decide what cities we're going to based on what people want us to do, the stations you want us to come visit and have a little fun and see what's going on. But I don't look at the route we're going to take until we actually are in the car. I say, okay, where are we going next? Where are we going and how do we get there? So I didn't have any idea that I was going to be that close to her until we got there, and she was happy to chastise her brother, younger brother, oh, as I remind her.
I bet she's a good sister.
We have good sisters. Nancy and Linda are both the... Listen to me. Linder? Did I say Linder?
You said Linder.
I did say Linder. It's a little too
Every
New
once in a while, your New,
it does.
New Englander comes out.
It slips out a bit. Okay. So, Linda, the question here has to do with the way the Dutch take care of the little gifts that come for children. And of all of the choices, what seems to be the most obvious?
Well, I think they put their wooden shoes out for St. Nicholas. And I think they do that on the 8th of December.
As a matter of fact, they do. I think it's December 5th, in fact. Either the 8th or the 5th or something like that, because it's St. Nicholas' birthday in and around there someplace. And it remains to be seen. But I know it's not the 25th. It's the it's in tandem with his birthday, which is either the 5th or the 8th. So you are right. And therefore, you get a Christmas present. What is your pleasure?
What have you got to offer?
We have the Maya Angelou Great Food All Day Long cookbook that came out, and we talked to her about that last week as just in time for Christmas. We have some of these various and sundry toys, the Build-A-Bear Small Fry Shaggy Pup. Let's see here. The Twisters Alphabet Matcher Play-Doh Shape and Spinner. Did we give that away, Richie? I don't know what we gave away. Mummy Mazes?
No, we haven't given that away yet.
All right. And then we have a CD of the Oak Ridge Boys. I think that's Christmas music, isn't it? Or is that their new CD? I remember now, one way or another.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah, okay.
How about all of the above?
All of the above. There you go. Well, we'll start with the Oak Ridge Boys and go from there. How's that?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Nice to talk with you. Merry Christmas, Linda.
Thank you
for the call. Take good care. It's 22 minutes before the hour, and in a matter of moments, we're going to meet our Christmas. I think this is the Christmas listener. Never mind, just the listener of the week. This is our Christmas listener. Meantime, our poll today has to do with whether or not you plan to go to church on Christmas. Do you or not? Yes, these are the options you can choose from when you go to DougStephan.com and take our poll. I go to church every week. B, yes, I go, but only on holidays. C, I never go to church. D, I'm not going unless I can find a lightning-proof church.
Uh-oh.
All right, those are the choices. Help yourself. Also, yesterday's poll, would you be more inclined to vote for an attractive politician than one who is ugly? 57% of you said, no way. I vote based on the issues. Yeah, yeah. That's the people who voted for Sarah Palin. I thought she was a genius. That's why I voted for her. 35% of you said I might if it was between two candidates with the same views. Well, that makes sense. 6% said, yes, I voted for Sarah Palin when I actually preferred Hillary. And 2% said, I'd be more inclined to vote for the ugly politician. People have even gone as far, this is how crazy some people are, or how much time they have on their hands. I saw a picture comparing Sarah Palin's legs to Hillary Clinton's legs.
No.
Yeah.
No.
How do we even know what Hillary's legs look like? She wears pants a lot.
Believe me, her legs are not as attractive as Sarah Palin's. Is that a nice way of putting it?
That's a nice way of putting it.
But you don't vote for somebody because of their legs. Well, maybe you do.
Some people do.
Yeah, I know. I just corrected myself.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hi.
Where'd that come
sorry,
from?
I was doing a little last-minute shopping. Hold on.
That was nice, Rich. Very smooth.
You like that?
Yeah. And you did that because?
I just felt like it. It's fun.
Okay. All right, Clay.
Mm-hmm.
I have, okay, here she is. All right, so we need to do the fan of the week here, Richie.
Yeah, you going to do it after the break?
I'm not going to do it during.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through January 2nd, save on all tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start Automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
All right, so, Clay, what's our story of the day, the social media headline story of the day?
Well, Steve Martin seems to be keeping himself in the social media these days. Do you guys remember the rider list that leaked? That was sort of a joke, but it was hilarious and outrageous.
List of his demands when he does a performance.
Yeah,
and it was really silly.
Exactly. So now he's got jury duty, and he's been tweeting about it. For example, he wrote, report from jury duty. Defendant looks like a murderer. Guilty. Waiting for opening remarks. Then later he wrote, report from jury duty. Guy I thought was up for murder turns out to be the defense attorney. I bet he murdered someone anyway. He's apparently actually doing his civic duty. A spokesperson told Reuters that he's still awaiting jury selection, so the comments aren't based on a real trial. But that said, they're still hilarious. I'm going to put them all up at gooddayshow.com.
All right, that'll be a good way to have a good laugh. Let's see, Richie, here's a good way to have a good laugh. Our friend Holland Cook with Santa Claus. There's a way. This is one of our friends who's in the radio business as a consultant. And you look at the two of them, you wonder how much schnapps both of them have had.
Uh-oh.
By looking at that picture. 15 before the hour. Joining us now, before we get to Dr. Ken, is our fan of the week. Janet Meyer posted on the wall at Facebook. And so as a listener of a couple of years, she ranks high, rates well, and wants to get to know us. So, Janet, how well do you think listening over the years to these, right, do you think you know us well, really? Do the listeners get to know the people who are on the air?
No.
You don't think we really get to know you?
That you get to know us or we get to know you?
Well, I don't. I mean, this circumstance is a way for us to get to know you for sure.
Oh, to get to know us, I think you do because you. Because these people, when they call in, they're calling in. They seem to be very vulnerable, most of them.
It's vulnerable.
It's in the middle of the night, you know. They are either working or they're coming home from work or they're going to work. And they're talking from their gut, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people, there are, the beauty of this program is that it's heard over all the time zones at different times, depending on what the stations want to do with it. It's in early mornings on the West Coast. It's in morning drive on the East Coast, mid-morning, some stations carry it. So any time between midnight and noon, you're liable to find this program in any number of ways or any number of hours around the country. So you hear people, as you're suggesting, often at their worst because it's the end of the day or maybe the middle.
Or their best because they're fresh.
Or their best. If I had finished my sentence, Jennifer, you'd get slapped for that. Anyway.
It's Christmas, Doug.
That's right. Everyone's slapped you.
Okay, I hear it. You at 4. Between 4 and 5 in the morning.
Oh, do you? Wow, that's early. Why are you up at that hour of the morning?
I'm not up. I wake up and I turn on the radio and I listen to you and then I get up.
Oh, really? What do you do for work?
I work from home.
Yeah.
Customer service.
What kind of customer service?
All right. I work for a company, should I say it?
Sure.
Pitney Bowes.
Uh-huh. They manufacture stamp machines.
We have one of
the
stamp machines here.
They do many things, but that's their biggest one.
So do you work on a computer to help people sort out their problems with making the machines run? Is that it?
Actually, I don't do the service part. I do work with leases. What I do is I make sure the name's correct, that they got the correct equipment, that their addresses are correct, and all that. So I work with, actually I work with new business. I really don't work with the customer as much. My customer is our associates in our...
In your company. Yeah, okay, I got that. So what do you like best about what you hear as you're listening early in the morning to this program? What is there about it that has kept you listening for a couple of years?
I like to hear both sides. Mm-hmm. you know, you go to MSNBC, you hear one side.
Right.
You go to Fox, you hear the other side. Mm-hmm. I like the... And I like to hear what the people say.
And there's a lot of times we don't get into politics as well. Well, I want to know, I mean, we got a scoop because Dr. Ken's waiting, but I wanted you to know that we wish you a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year, and I'm very glad that you're a listener. I'm glad we had a chance to meet, Janet. Thank you.
And you're welcome, and you too.
Okay, take good care. We're going to send you a Christmas present. Hold on just a second. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here now, brought to us by the folks that every day suggest your day could be better if you had the probiotic Sustenex. Now, listen, it may be not too late to fill that stocking with something that's meaningful. You know, you hear me all the time talking about putting things in that are all about health in that stocking. This you can do for yourself, for your friends, for your family right now, today. Go online first. Start the trail by going to DougStephan.com. You'll see the Sustenex box on the right-hand side of the homepage. Click on that. It'll bring you into their website where you can find a $5 off coupon. Good at all the places Sustenex is sold. CVS, Myers, Walgreens, Rite Aid, GNC stores, drugstore.com, et cetera, et cetera. And because this is so easy, Ken, it makes it so significant in the fight to boost your immunity.
Boost your immune system, help fight against colds and viruses, and get added benefits. Help that digestive system, make that digestive system work a lot better this holiday season.
That's what it's about. Getting things, make your life better. That's what the company wants to do. Sustenex.com or DougStephan.com. It's where you find these coupons. Good at the stores. Nothing better than this. Not only for the protection that you get, the side benefits, your immune system is really much stronger, but you have better digestive health as well. Now, the story has come out today about the worst diets, deadliest diets. Got to look out for these, Ken.
Out of the Journal of the American Dietetic Association this morning, Doug, two specific eating patterns increase the risk of death for older adults. A 10-year study compared to people who ate healthy diets. Men and women in their 70s had a 40% higher risk of death if they got most of their calories from, are you ready, high-fat dairy foods or from sweets and desserts.
Yeah, that's it. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. Everything in relativity. All right, let's see. about surgery and infection. How are those connected?
Journal of the American College of Surgeons, delaying elective surgery after a patient is admitted to the hospital increases the risk of complications from infections and results in higher hospital costs. Hospital administrators are going to love this story.
Yep. I love all your stories, Ken. I love it when you whisper these sweet things in our ear. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of hell at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
The movie Richie hasn't seen yet, so yeah. He's the big boob of the
My
day.
My wife has seen it, and she loves it. She's right in the camp with you guys.
As a chick flick, loves it's it, a wonderful, it. Yeah, wonderful.
Not so much.
For this time of year.
No, you grab flicks.
This song is being overplayed, however. You know what's happened in this Christmas music thing? The station that's playing the hits, if you will, there are about 45 songs that are Christmas hits over the years. And there are some stations just playing that. And it really, after a while, gets to be boring here. Hope safe to listen on every hour. This song, every hour. White Christmas, every hour.
You should be in my car. It airs over and over and over again.
Just, well, but I mean, there are so many other great Christmas tunes. This is one of those that developed out of this movie that was around, how many years ago, Chucker? Now, is this six? How many years ago is this movie out at Christmas time?
Love Actually?
Yeah.
Yes, it's been about 6 years.
Yeah, what a wonderful, Richie really is. You sound like a jerk when you talk about it the way you did, because it's a great movie for the family.
It's fun.
No, I agree with you. I remember seeing it for the first time in theaters, didn't know
I
what
do
to
too.
Expect. It's tremendous entertainment.
Right. Yeah, it really is. Colin Firth, Liam Neeson, Emma Thompson, Colin Firth, whatever, whoever he is.
There's only one person on this planet named Colin.
Okay, Rich, that's fine. It's what you use to clean out your drains. So
and
there
you know what
we
I
are.
Noticed when I first saw that film is that actress Keira Knightley, who I know you would label as a beanpole, but my God, she has a absolutely beautiful face.
You know who I thought was the cutest person? The woman who played Hugh Grant's secretary. She was, for me, she's just a cute. She was a cutie pie.
She's in a lot of movies.
Well, good, good question. What's happened to Hugh Grant in the last 5 years? I think he's made one film.
I don't know. Is he,
and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, he's not that. Will you stop it? 800-510-8255. All right. So we were talking about True Grit having opened the other day, and you said it was like bulletproof. Did you say 97% of the people on Rotten Tomatoes gave it a good review?
You're positive. Yep, and, you know, I looked at the early box office reports of films that open on Wednesday. Little Fockers opened to $7.2 million, which is a good opening, and True Grit did $5.5 million on its opening day.
Thursday.
Which is a very good number for a Western, which is not always an easy sell at the box office.
No.
So,
Rosalie is in St. Augustine calling to tell us she saw True Grit. What'd you think, Rosalie?
I just loved it, and I know hearing you the day before, and I just couldn't wait to get on the radio with you, and I kind of forgot about calling earlier, and I said, let me do it. This will be my little Christmas gift to you.
Aren't you sweet?
It was wonderful.
What was it about the movie that you liked, and how did it compare to the original one with John Wayne?
That's the thing. I can't remember a lot. Now, you said you saw it so many times.
I did,
so
yeah.
From what I have found out, is true to the book.
Yes, I have heard that. True to the book, but the script of the original movie was also, what people aren't saying is that the original book and the original script for the movie were very much in league. So this script is pretty much the same as the book, but the book is a great read.
So I can't wait to, I'm going to be renting the old movie, and I'm going to be getting the book.
Yeah.
And I want to do my comparison.
When you do your comparisons, will you call back and tell me what you thought?
I could do that. You're going to love.
Well, there's one comparison, though, Rosalie, that Rosalie told me in the break that doesn't seem to jive with the original Doug.
Which is?
Is that Matt Damon's character dies in the original.
But his character does. It was played by Glenn Campbell in the original version,
So
he doesn't die in this one.
Exactly right. And that's what I was so disappointed in when I heard that. I said, God darn it, I don't know if I want to go.
I know.
And
well, Jennifer said, how can you kill Matt Damon off? But,
and I went, and of course, and I'm kind of saying, when is this going to happen? When? And it
you
doesn't.
You were waiting.
So I was glad. I was really glad.
Does he fall into a pit with snakes? Dick Cheney?
That was Maddie.
Maddie falls into the pit, but then he gets clubbed over the head with a rock by Cheney, the bad guy. That happened in this movie?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so I can take my wife to see it since he doesn't die.
Yeah, you can take your wife.
Okay, good. She'll
go. She's going to like it.
All right, Rosalie, we're going to give you a Christmas present. Hold on just a second. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to all of you.
And to you as well. Thanks. So, Chucker.
You know, I want to recommend something. Every year I buy myself something for Christmas, and I bought, for the first time ever on DVD, the 1976 classic miniseries, Rich Man, Poor Man.
It's
been released. Me and my wife have watched it for, I haven't seen it probably in over a decade. We've watched the first 8 hours, and I got to tell you, it holds up beautifully. That's a great piece of television, one of the best pieces of the television of all time. It stars Peter Strauss, a great actor, and Nick Nolte. In his first performance.
Yeah, it's a very powerful series, yeah. And did you write about it on Entertainment Today and Beyond?
Not yet, but I will.
All right, write it. That's his blog, folks. Check out Chucker's blog. Chuck Curry is here every day at this time to discuss his love of movies and DVDs, all things video, so that you'll know where, maybe from his expertise anyway, where to spend your money and your time. Thank you, Chucker. Merry Christmas to everybody as we end this hour of Good Day at 59 past the hour.